time for a Community Foundation of Henderson County Vintage Carolina checkup. Good morning, Wendy. How
good
are
morning.
You? Wendy
Hamill
with Community Foundation. Great to have you here again this morning.
I'm very excited to be here.
And, of course, when you're here, we know what we're talking about.
We know what we're talking about.
We know we're talking
about the event of the season.
The event of the season and what it does to help the Community Foundation in its effort to just continue to give this community money.
Absolutely. This is our 15th year.
15 years with the Community Foundation. Wow.
Yes.
Incredible. Oh, 15th year with Vintage Carolina.
Yeah, with Vintage Carolina. We're almost 40 years old. So
yeah.
In 1982, we had 14 community visionaries, and which really plays with our theme, Masters of Philanthropy.
Right.
Vision.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're kind of coattailing on the Masters in Augusta.
No problem.
So, yeah, so they can put on their vintage golfing attire or their best golfing attire.
Uh-huh.
And have a little fun while they do the tastings.
Fantastic.
Yes.
So speaking of tastings, we have some guests with us this morning.
Oh, my goodness, yes. So I have Cindy Hedgepath with Point Lookout Vineyards, and I have Ryan Spisak with Champion Hills, which is amazing.
Great to have you guys here with us this morning. Fantastic.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Ryan, since you're leaned over to the microphone already, let's start with you with Champion Hills. What an opportunity. Wendy, we were talking about this off mic. What a great opportunity for folks who aren't members of, if you're not a member of Champion Hills or don't go there for a specific event,
uh-huh.
we don't get the opportunity to taste the fine culinary work that's happening there, but Vintage Carolina we can, right?
Absolutely. So, yeah, we'll have an opportunity to put out a couple of dishes that you'd find regularly on Stuff That I Do.
Uh-huh.
Couple of different things. So we have Osceola stuffed potatoes, which
Ooh.
Is bliss potatoes, have it blanched, stuffed with an Osceola filling. This is something I've been running now for about 15
gosh.
Years. I actually used this for a PGA Tour when I was part of Sedgefield.
Uh-huh.
Back
uh-huh.
in the day.
Tie
so that's
back
where it ties back into golf.
Wow.
And then we're going to do an andouille sausage en croûte. So it's a raft and puff pastry with a little bit of Havarti cheese and some spicy mustard. So imagine like pigs in a blanket on steroids.
Uh-huh. Fine dining pigs in a blanket. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'm a little upset. I'm a little bothered that you didn't bring us a taste. But I'll get over that. Once you started talking, my mouth started watering.
Yeah, sorry to say, we didn't have breakfast yet.
No. Wow. That really sounds fantastic. That sounds really does.
And then you have a third.
We do. And so then we're going to go with, this is actually a signature dish that I made when I was down in Austin. So I spent the last 10 years in Austin and moved up here in May.
Uh-huh.
And so when I was down there, learned all about smoking and doing different things
uh-huh.
there. Because, you know, it's Texas. And
Absolutely.
That's a big thing, barbecue.
Yeah.
So came up here, got a smoker, put it out back at the club, and been working on some brisket. So we're going to do a smoked brisket tacos. It's going to have a little bit of avocado and some... fresh made salsa and a little queso and stuff like that. So
wow.
Really fun. Very signature.
Wow.
Cool.
That's fantastic.
Wow. And see, what I love about this, Wendy, is we've got, you know, chefs like Ryan Spisak with Champion Hills pulling out their best. I mean, they're not playing around.
No, it is truly a culinary art event. And
yeah.
there are, you know, 8 chefs, and each bring 3 to 4 of their signature dishes.
Yeah, absolutely. And where else can you go
you
and
cannot.
Experience it? Exactly. Exactly. Nowhere. So so let's talk to Cindy Hedgepath with Point Lookout Vineyards. Cindy, great to have you guys here.
Good morning.
So one of our newer vineyards and newer event spaces, which is fantastic. I mean, the view up there is truly remarkable. Tell us what you guys are going to be bringing to Vintage Carolina this year.
So we're going to be bringing 4 of our award-winning wines that actually just won some awards this last weekend.
Wow.
With the North Carolina Fine Wines. And they're going to go great with what Ryan's bringing.
Uh-huh.
We're going to bring a off-dry Riesling that's going to go perfect. We're going to do a Barrel Chardonnay, a Cabernet Sauvignon, and a Cliff Field blend, which is a blend of Cab Sauv, Cab Franc, and Merlot.
Uh-huh.
So those are going to go perfect
wow.
with what's being served.
Oh, my
we're
gosh.
Excited.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that you said we're bringing 4 of our award-winning wines.
That's it. Yes.
That's huge.
That is tremendous. And especially when you think of... You know, you think of vineyards, you think of years and years and years of aging and all that type of thing. And for you guys to not be around for very long and having award-winning wines, that's tremendous.
Yes, we're
it's
excited.
Tremendous. And I got to put a plug in also for your mead tasting.
Yes.
I was able to do a mead tasting up there for a chamber event. Absolutely loved it. It was fantastic. It was really cool.
It's a lot and of fun, the flights.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Very interesting. And mead was not what I thought it was. I just always thought of mead as some sort of really heavy, heavy thing that you drank in the winter in the medieval times. And I was, and I'm so wrong. I was so wrong. Yep. Like I am often so wrong. But I was so wrong. So tell us where Point Lookout Vineyards is.
Point Lookout Vineyards is off of Gillam Mountain Road.
Mm-hmm. I think so, yeah.
It's 408 Apiola.
Uh-huh.
So it's on top of the mountain. You've got your 30-mile views all the way around. So you need to come check us out.
So let me ask you, on a typical weekends or whatever, you're open to the public?
We're open to the public 7 days a week.
7 days a week. Okay, good.
Yep. Fridays and Saturdays till 9. We do tastings every day.
Yeah.
Normally have food trucks.
Uh-huh. So don't wait for a special event. Just head on out. Because if you haven't seen this view, you haven't seen Henderson County the way it needs to be seen.
Yeah, because they're 3,000 feet up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, just remarkable. Fantastic. Yeah. And thanks for being a part of Vintage Carolina again this year.
Thank you.
So, Wendy, let's talk about the funds that are raised through Vintage Carolina and what that helps with Community Foundation.
It's pretty amazing. We were talking about this earlier, but this past year we were able to grant out $5.5 million into the community.
Wow.
And the cool thing that we're unique in the situation with our Community Foundation in Henderson County is that over 90% of our funds are endowed or designated. So they have a purpose. They've already been, funneled to a purpose.
Uh-huh.
So this particular event is our one event of the year that gives us sort of some liquid money to find opportunities and also if there are urgent needs.
Uh-huh.
We've done some great work with that. We helped put solar panels on Interfaith Assistance Ministries. We've done some collaborative work with the animal welfare groups in the area.
Yeah.
Now we're working on Food Coalition research to see how our needs are there in the community. So it's just a wonderful thing. But the cool thing is none of this happened without community members. We're just the vehicle.
Right.
The community members who truly have committed to those monies and those funds to make all this work.
And it was started by just people in the community came together and said, let's put this foundation together.
That's right. They wanted to start two scholarship funds, and that kind of culminated into, this could serve as a vehicle for other people to do other work in the nonprofit sectors. So, for instance, now our scholarships will be granting out $550,000 this year. $550,000 this year.
In scholarships.
In scholarships, that's right. So we started with two scholarships, and now we're at that level. It's amazing.
Wow, wow. So so when we go to Vintage Carolina, we're helping support, the non-restricted funds that the Community Foundation...
That's right.
You can find a community need and step up and go, we'll help with that.
Absolutely. And we encourage community members, and our board is wonderful to do this, to find those opportunities and bring to the table and let's have those conversations. So because, we just can't keep our thumb on everything, but we try.
Well. So how can we take part in Vintage Carolina?
Okay. So you can purchase a admission for what they're $125 each, and that is there's no silent auction. It's just come. That's it.
Right.
It's
right.
One price.
Yep.
Of course, that is tax deductible.
Yeah.
$100 of that. They can call 828-697-6224 or simply get online at cfhcforever.org. And, of course, Vintage is right there on our front page, and they can click and purchase tickets there.
And it will be at the Hendersonville Country Club.
Yes.
And it's always the first Monday in March.
Always. So March the 2nd, and it is from 6 to 9 p.m. And,
you
see people dressing in all... And a lot of people ask me, what do we wear? And this is a fun one with the golf theme.
Yeah.
So you can get as clever as you like and, wear a tux and bring a golf club. It's fine.
Well,
wear your knickers and be bagger pants.
And you do. You have people who are business casual. You have
Absolutely.
People there who are all the way in tux. I mean, you have all sorts of...
It is. And it's a Monday night. So a lot of people do leave their businesses and come on over. And we want them to be comfortable and have a good time. So we do have a DJ. We'll have a putt-putt course or a practice green. Practice green.
Uh-huh.
So there are other things going on at this event. But again, WTZQ, which is a fantastic sponsor and partner with us.
Glad to. It's one of our favorite parties of the year.
And our chefs and our wines are just fantastic.
Fantastic. And speaking of, Ryan Spisak with Champion Hills, thank you for running down the menu of what you guys are serving. I can't Oh, shoot. I'm not going to be there. Would you get me a to-go box?
I'm going to get him to-go box, yes.
Please get me a to-go box.
You will be cruising.
But that gives me
a little bit more
of course
the
it does. Of course it does, because I would be all over that. Ryan Spisak, Champion Hills, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having
us. And by
us.
The way, welcome to the community. You're coming up to a year, right?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. We're glad to have you here. And Cindy Hedgepath with Point Lookout Vineyards, thank you for what you guys are doing. And, of course, boy, so many of our nonprofit events now are being held out at Point Lookout Vineyards. So thank you for that beautiful space you're providing. And thanks for supporting Vintage Carolina and the Community Foundation.
We're excited.
All righty. CFHCForever.org
Correct.
Is where you go to not purchase your tickets, but to just pay for and get your space.
That's right.
All righty.
That's right.
Wendy, thank you so much as always.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks for
this
the work that you do with the Community Foundation. CFHCForever.org. Do not miss Vintage Carolina. It's the first Monday in March, always the first Monday in March. One of the truly, truly best parties and fun times of the season. Visit CFHCForever.org and get your ticket.